Blog Talk Radio.
Now this is an upgrade. And away we go. Hey, welcome.
Used to this. The best way to see the world is to experience it with travel upgrades and private events from Chase Sapphire Reserve. Chase, make more of what's yours.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
We'll be right back.
Good evening, everyone. This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru, and I'm your host, Antonia Batts, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. That is 516-453-9133. Press #1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled, Where Are We Today with Coronavirus? It is still here, but how far gone is it? Plus, NBC News reports 10 people killed in mass shooting near the Los Angeles area after Lunar New Year's celebration. 2023. Shooting suspect is suspected to be Chinese and has not been found yesterday, but that has changed. So question, where are your loved ones traveling safely as they commute? Ask them. Plus, inflation in America, student loan assistance and living wages. Is corporate America to blame as people are trying to survive or not? Good evening, everyone. How were your holidays? Well, we hope that they were celebrated in good health. And if you do not celebrate, definitely we are going to be hopeful that you still remember to take care of yourself. How many of us seem to forget that these winter months bring colds, flus, and viruses, and seemingly unpredictably all types of influenzas that we have to protect ourselves from? Well, there's a report from LiveMint.com as of January the 3rd, 2023. They say sore throats, runny noses are no longer common COVID symptoms. The top signs to identify are in coronavirus now. They report, with the new COVID strain striking at regular intervals and the symptoms to the infections are changing over time, it is now hard to identify the disease. Experts of the opinion that the symptoms related to the infection are considerably milder now. Its long-term effects are a concern, though. Also, COVID can affect all of your organs, including your heart and nervous system, causing severe diseases over time. Here is a look at an early COVID symptom, which now is regarded as the top concerns that can help you to identify the disease and get treated. Now, that was written as of January the 3rd of this year. The early symptoms are, according to the COVID symptoms, they have changed again. That was during the earlier times of COVID, 2.5 years ago. The loss of smell and taste, high fever, and breathlessness were regarded as the classic, in other words, the earlier symptoms. And when COVID was first discovered, that was the biggest concern. But with Omicron, a form of COVID, was emerging and the vaccination coverage increased, the symptoms related to the infection changed. The symptoms were widely reported, included sore throat, runny nose, headaches, and fatigue. Now, I should just mention, everyone, those were the next stages. Now, it seems COVID-related symptoms have changed again, with many now reporting sharp pains in the shoulders and legs, widely known as myalgia. And since then, afterwards, did you know that station television, KXAN.com, reported muscle aches, pains, now among the top COVID symptoms as of January the 12th. So, according to Dustin Latimer and the people at KXAN.com television, they had mentioned, according to ZOE, that's the letter Z as in Zoo, O as in Oscar, E as in Etiquette, Health Studies is a health science company staking claims to running the world's largest science project with over 4 million participants worldwide, everyone. Their latest data finds that the top symptoms reported by contributors with positive COVID tests are a sore throat, a runny nose, a blocked nose, sneezing, a cough with phlegm in your throat. So the ZOE health study reportedly listed only the top five symptoms, but over time, the health science company said that COVID research showed that these symptoms changed frequently. Some reasons included the introduction of vaccines and the emergence of new variants, COVID-related, of course. They also said now that ZOE Health Studies decided to report the top 10 symptoms, which they say that it remains more stable. So as you can see, it's the progression, everyone. Those symptoms listed happen to be a sore throat, again, a runny nose, sneezing, a cough without the phlegm in your throat, a headache, muscle aches and pains, and an altered sense of smell. Yes, people, it will mess with the olfactory sense in your nose. A publication in the National Journal of Medicine reports that muscle aches and pains, also known as myalgia, can be the onset symptoms of 36% of patients with COVID-19. Okay, I would like to stop there to say this is the second publication that mentions myalgia, and so we're about to cover the testimonial of these different patients who have had these muscle aches and pains, which seem to dominate what's going on with those who have COVID, which, according to the United States, they only have a few states that are affected by some of this COVID that still is a residual, whatever is left over from the main attacks that the majority of the country and the world has overcome by now. But at this stage, for those who are still battling it, they may experience some additional things that are even more important than the other things that were mentioned, because those other things, they were common symptoms people had before the coming of COVID back in March 2020. But as they sort of just transgressed out of the whole scene, a lot of them, the biggest ones they're suggesting is myalgia. And they also said loss of smell and taste, high fever, and breathlessness were regarded as the classic symptoms when COVID was first discovered. But as I mentioned, Omicron emerging, vaccination coverage increasing, that the symptoms still remain the same over a period of time. Now it seems COVID-related symptoms become more numerous, with more than a quarter of the patients reporting their uncommon symptoms as sharp pains now in your shoulders and your legs mostly. Myalgia is a condition where your body's muscles start to ache. You experience pain in your muscles, especially joints. This pain can be very excruciating or mild, depending on how well your body's immunity can fight the infection. People also experience myalgia in their hands and arms, in addition to those other areas. This is also known as COVID-related muscle pain, and it simply attacks your movement and provides discomfort. Myalgia could come with both long-term and short-term sorenesses. You may not necessarily explain or experience this pain only with the movement of your body. It can also occur while you are resting. If you are experiencing any of these symptoms, they suggest that consult your doctor to properly diagnose and treat the symptoms. Now, I suggest everyone don't panic, because it is not unusual for people to have something that feels like myalgia. But if you feel as though you may want to consult your doctor, because all of a sudden you have this, it doesn't hurt to at least ask. So I suggest that there are several ways that you can treat myalgia. So if your doctor says you may have it, then ask them if you can do any type of treatment at home, because there is suggested home treatments. It may involve exercise, change of diet, adequate rest, and whatever the doctor prescribes from their office. They may have a list of items they can send you home to review. Also, there are people out there who are very good at treating joint pains and things of that nature. For example, there are chiropractors. For all you know, there are acupuncturists. There may be professional masseuses, which they have licensed masseuses that are in some of the very high-end hospitals and or clinical facilities. So that pretty much is a summary, but it's not the actual conclusion, because we still have other the evolving influences that have affected the children. They didn't say what stages they're at with this myalgia with the children are at this present time, but if there's a report on it, we hope to be able to get an update. within the next month, of course. So, as I was saying before in previous shows, gun violence and other acts of violence has no age limit. And for those who are not familiar, it does not have a race limit. Fortunate thing, but it's a diverse attack on other human beings that concern people out here. So, considering that, this past Saturday, which was the preparation for the lunar Chinese calendar year, which was, if I'm not mistaken, actually the beginning of that started Sunday. And considering that, the first day of the year 2023, Chinese New Year celebration, there was an unfortunate mass shooting by a 72-year-old Asian man in Monterey, California, United States of America. For a while, it concluded that he was completely different by stating that he was supposed to have been a younger shooter at times over the media. And when the police came upon a white van, it was decided that he, the shooter, had committed suicide, knowing that the police had caught up with him. It was reported that the neighbor said he was actually a secluded man, and he didn't bother anyone, and they could have never seen that coming. There is no evidence of a suicide note or a motive where he came upon when he attacked two different dance schools. The first dance school is where he carried out the murders and the 10 wounded. And the second was a dance school where there were a couple of students or participants who were able to disarm him or at least fight back before he ran away to kill himself in his van. The media also reports that they were interested in knowing if he had a mental illness or anything that could lead to the mass killings that were substantialized according to his mind. And of course, they pretty much barred his house from anyone to come through as they investigated. It was said that he was a former participant in the Chinese Lunar Celebration Dance Ensemble. In what capacity, you know, they didn't state, but they're still on standby to make sure that they would protect the environment, as they had a lot of politicians in that area to bring up the issue about their concern about all of that. So with that being said, we're going to take a pause and listen to track one coming from Brother Olandeli. Thank you very much, Brother O. Please take it away.
Out. I'm moving out. and used to get polished offenders. And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Your money, and if that's what you have in mind, yeah, that's what you're all about. Good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Thank you very much for playing Billy Joel for us, Olansky. As a matter of fact, it's a consideration for the fact that we need anything to continue to keep our spirits going, especially during these trying times. And he is the Music Hall of Fame, Internet National Music Hall of Fame winner for previous years. And he is the producer of WBNN radio station. Thank you. Now, excuse me. Speaking of things that need to keep us upbeat, The Guardian. It is a publication that is the voice of the people, not of the government, not of corporate America. And there is an individual by the name of Robert Wright. Wright spelled R-E-I-C-H. And he's very livid on making sure that you get the expression of what he has to make sure we are doing things mostly in the eyes of democracy, the ability for the people to be respected as they try to sustain their self-life and the life of those who they care about here within this country. But before I go on about that, I would like to say that it is a refreshing thing that to know that there are people out there who would like to make sure that they evaluate as much as they can, not only there, but here on WBNN, that they feel as though that would be a benefit to some of you, whether if you do or don't have the same opinion, you have a right to feel as you do with anything that's delivered to you. Well, anyway, this is The Guardian publication. The tag number is amp.theguardian.com. And the title again, Opinion. Corporate greed does not produce wages. It is behind inflation. It is time for price control. That's right, everybody. Robert Reich said price control. Anyway, it says corporations are using rising costs as an excuse to increase their prices even higher, resulting in record profits. We need limited price controls to break this cycle. This was written back in 2022, the month of September. So it wasn't that long ago, but the question is, have things changed? Well, anyway, they say on Wednesday back then, policymakers at the Federal Reserve, which is America's central bank, it is not government owned. I just thought I'd tell you that myself, because when you hear federal and then you hear Federal Reserve, you assume sometimes that it may be government owned, but it is America's central bank. They continued their battle against inflation with a third straight supersized interest rate increase, and they warned that they were not done with us. They'll continue to raise borrowing costs until inflation is tamed. I will pause to say that until inflation is tamed is to be taken that when they feel as though they don't want to raise it anymore, whenever that'll be, according to Robert Wright. To continue, they say, they assume that the underlying economic problem is a tight labor market causing wages on the rise and prices to rise up also as a result of all of this. And they believe interest rate increases are necessary to slow down the wage price inflation. So he's pretty much letting you know that they are pretty much predicting what they think we need, according to Robert Wright of The Guardian. But he said this is dead wrong. So he says that wage increases have not even kept up with inflation yet. He says most workers' paychecks are shrinking in terms. In other words, he's trying to tell you, for those who have a paycheck, your wages are seemingly getting smaller when it comes to real purchase power. In other words, as you go out there to buy things because of this rise in inflation. He said, rather than causing inflation, wages are actually reducing inflationary pressures. He is saying, everyone, instead of causing inflation, that wages that we receive before taxes, after taxes, however, appear to make inflation increase while we have to spend more and have less in our pocket. So if you feel as though that you would like to wonder why we need to be careful of our spending, and even sometimes it doesn't work even if we budget because of inflation, there are pressures involved. The underlying economic problem is profit pricing. It's a terminology called profit pricing. Profit pricing inflation. It causes the corporations to raise their prices and, above all, increasing the cost of items out here. Corporations are using those increasing costs of materials. When they say materials, they mean like the raw materials they have to get from however they manufacture the different products we want. And the components and labor. Are there other excuses? In other words, labor, why they have to validate, speaking of corporations, why they have to continue to increase inflationary things based on their opinion, not ours. He says, as excuses to increase their prices even higher, just like I said, resulting in bigger profits. This is why corporate profits are close to levels not seen in over half of a century. Corporate profits are not close, are actually close to levels that people never would have imagined would have been earned by people who have to dictate what we can afford and not afford, is his way of putting that. Corporations have the power to raise prices without losing customers because they are faced with so little competition. Oh, there's the problem. Less competition, corporations are able to control more when it comes to pricing. It says here that since the 1980s, two-thirds of all American industries have become more concentrated. Wow, 1980s, we're talking almost half a century ago, if not more. Two-thirds of American industries, when you speak of them being concentrated, I can't specifically say, but it's something to be concerned about. It's obvious the way he's stating it. With that, I'm going to pause, if you don't mind, and still discuss this issue of inflation because people just don't know. There are more people than you want to know. I see people look so merciless as if to say, that's not my problem. And on the other hand, I see people sitting at the bus stops looking at me as if to say, well, can you give me an opinion or an evaluation of why I have to live in even a more dire state than what I am already? With that being said, we're going to hopefully be able to come to a solution amongst all of us, considering all that has been going on. Okay, thank you. Caller number one, please excuse my voice. I'm on the air with you, and I would love to receive your name. And if you can please tell me where you're calling from. Caller number
Hi there, Antonia, and I think your voice sounds beautiful. Do you have a scratchy throat? This is Ava Holly. I'm calling from New Jersey, and
okay.
It's wonderful to hear your show. All I can say is I wanted to call in and support your show. The topics you are talking about are so top of mind right now. From coronavirus to gun shooting to, you know, I mean, to inflation. I mean, they're all just right there at the top of, I'm sure, everyone's mind right now. So it's great that you're bringing it up. I mean, you could have hour-long conversations with opinions from all over the place on any one of these topics. Yet I'm just enjoying listening to you. All I have to say about, I mean, I know there's other hosts and other people that experienced the myalgia you're talking about, that have experienced some of the things that I'm going through. I just went through major surgery. But it's funny because my friend messaged me today and said that her mom was in the hospital with the coronavirus and that she had it also. And she has late-stage Parkinson's. Her mom is a cancer survivor. But when I was in the hospital having my surgery, I wanted to have, like, vitamins in my system. Like, I take a lot of supplements for my blood, and I wanted to have vitamins. And when I was in the hospital, They told me they didn't have any vitamins, not even vitamin C could I get in the hospital. So, I mean, I think it's so important that, I mean, vitamin C is one of the best things we can have in our bodies. And no matter what you're going through, it doesn't hurt to have that good stuff in your body to help fight things off. So that's all I'm going to say for my two cents. But I wanted to call in, support your show. You're doing a beautiful job, and I love your topics tonight.
Oh, thank you, Ava. God bless you. You know, I remember when you were discussing, you know, about coming through your ailments, but you seemed to spring back just like you were expecting, you know, because I have to admit I admire anybody who can come on the air and ask for support, prayers, and just to know that you're doing your share is wonderful. And I do get to hear you on the air, but I'm sort of in limbo with what I'm dealing with physically right now, but that's okay. I'll do just what like you will. I'll look forward to springing back and looking forward to being amongst you all again. I listen to your show. Most of them I do listen to, and I enjoy everything you said, and you're a good person. You know, I have to
Thank you. Thank you. You too. And you can call and chat with me anytime, my dear. And I wish you much success with your show and with whatever's going on with you. You are in my prayers.
Well, thank you very much, Ava.
Thank you.
And your show and the day and time, please, if you don't mind, Ava.
No, I don't mind. My show is coming up again right after Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 15th, 9:30 p.m. And looking forward to talking with everybody then.
Very good. Thank you, Ava.
Thank you, my dear.
And it's nice from you again. Okay, everyone. Well, with that being said, it's nice to be appreciated. I will say that for the reason it is not only myself, but obviously those who serve the environment out here, of people who have communities of the necessity to support each other and deliver information so that we know what really is important to us in order to thrive from day to day. People don't understand the need to discuss things amongst people, even, you know, as long as we're not argumentative about them, because after all, you get nowhere arguing the points. Just, you know, if you have an issue about inflation, share it with someone who might understand what your questions or your concerns are. So to continue, thank you very much again, Ava. There's a question. Why are grocery prices through the roof? Well, we'll see what Robert Reich's expression of answering that will be. But first, what I'm going to do is let you know that this is WBNN, and we just want to make sure that you know that we appreciate your listenership. And right now, we will give you the phone number to call in, and the number is 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. You can listen to every day or evening, rather, 9:30 p.m. throughout the week, and definitely on Sunday to hear Dr. Chinchilla J's information. So I don't want you to think that I forgot you, Dr. Chinchilla J, just because you're not here on the weekdays like the rest of us. Well, with that being said, you know, I would like to say that my concerns of why I mentioned the issues regarding inflation also, because I've seen the younger people and different people who want to work, but they feel as though they're not getting a what they call livable wage. Being able to work is for the purpose of gaining a roof over your head, the basic necessities that you want to acquire. and, of course, an opportunity to put something away for a rainy day, as the saying goes. And with that being said, you can't put anything away if you have people constantly taking it from you in one form or another. Learn how to do the math. Believe me, you'll thank your God. And, well, instead of continue, I'm going to answer why are grocery prices going through the roof, according to Robert Wright, following this next person who would like to ask a question, please. So please bear with me. Hello? Hi, how are you, caller? And could you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
How are you doing, Ms. Bass? This is Tara Strum, calling out of Philadelphia.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, well, you know, I feel blessed, so I'll be okay. I have that much faith. Thank you very much for asking. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I just want to say, you know, I appreciate first of all, you showing a lot of grit, you know, being on here and dropping the knowledge. And I just really admire your professionalism with bringing forth pertinent issues and topics for us to discuss. And no one can do it like you. You've been doing it the longest on here. And so that's why I can consider you the godmother of this great, you know, station. So
thank you.
I'm really enjoying your topic. And you're right. You know, these prices are out of control with the food and everything. It's like all the stuff you're talking about is so pertinent. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm calling in to support your show. And as usual, you know, this is what I've come to expect of you, to talk about pertinent topics that we all need, that we are all dealing with and living with. And maybe we can have a discussion about how we can better manage this stuff, you know? So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Terrence. It's nice to know that you're appreciating the professionalism that I bring, not because I'm the only one out here who know how to pretty much express themselves in that manner, but because the fact that, you know, we're all out here struggling together. And the name of the game is for me to show my discipline so I can turn around and let you all know that I'm in the same boat as you are, and we would like to keep this thing going so that we can still be able to have the opportunity through WBNN to mm-hmm. make sure that we deliver whatever messages we have to bring. And I will say I enjoy your topics too, so... Tell me,
thank you.
You're welcome. What is the name of your program, and what is the next date that you'll be coming on air, please?
So it's the Know Your Rights show, or Spirituality New Perspective with Tara Strum. And my next show is February 14th, Valentine's Day, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, happened to fall on that date, so... That's my next show, and it's going to be a doozy. But thank you.
Well,
thank
that's
you for,
very special.
Yes.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Or?
No, that's it. I just was calling in to support the show. You're doing a fantastic job, and you've been doing it for a long time. No one does it better. And just wanted you to know I appreciate you and all that you bring to this network.
Mm-hmm. And I thank you again, Terrence. So that was Terrence Strength, everyone. Valentine's Day, you can't forget it. I tell you, when your show falls on a holiday or the day before or the day after, it's hard to forget who's coming on at those other times. But I'm quite sure you all are writing down people who come on in their times and days so you can find them. And truthfully, I just recommend you come on every night, except for Saturday, at this particular year, at 9:30 p.m. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and thank you again, Terrence. So make sure that we are knowing why grocery prices, to answer the question, why are they going through the roof? They said, according to amp.theguardian.com, because just four companies control 85% of the meat and poultry processing. Uh-oh, they're trying to let you know. Only four companies control all of the meat and the groceries we eat out here. So I think Richard, he's about to, no, excuse me, Robert is about to make sure we understand what's going on. So just one corporation, only one, sets the price for most of the nation's seed corn. And two, only two, giant firms dominate consumer staples. In other words, consumer items we have. Anything from Pampers to pet food to cars to tires, materials for building houses or maintaining them. I don't care if it's a lollipop over the counter. So he's letting you know. He's not telling who they are. That's for you to get out there and hopefully, you know, find out if you really want to know that bad. Or write to The Guardian, their newspublication.com. And maybe they can help you with some things. I don't know. And it says here, all are rising prices and increasing profits because they can and they will. In other words, they're letting you know it's because if they feel like it, they're going to let you know that is because what they dictate. I see where Robert Wright is coming from. Now, Big Farm. Big Farm is short for big pharmacies, comprising five giants. In other words, five main pharmaceutical countries across maybe not only the nation, but maybe the world included. So there's, he's saying that there are five huge pharmaceutical companies, which is causing drug prices to soar. So in other words, if you can't afford a medicine, just lay over, just pretty much prepare to die. Because if you can't afford the pharmaceuticals that they are in charge of, which are massive amounts, then you know the unfortunate demise of what will happen if you could not get the medicine. Because of five giant corporation companies. What else does he say? He says the airline industry has gone from 12 carriers in 1980 to just four today. So he must mean 12 major carriers. Maybe they have went out of business or they merged. You know, the companies, you know, some of them joined forces together. And now it's down to four major players. And he says they all have rapidly raising ticket prices. This is what Robert Wright said. And he says Wall Street has consolidated into five giant banks, raising in record prices on the spreads between the interest they pay on deposits and what they charge on loans. Well, there has been a discussion. It used to be a time here in the United States you get 8 to 12%, depending on the bank that you banked at, you know, decades ago, down to, well, I've heard of even recently, 0.8%, which is pretty much nothing or less, even less than that. But I can say this is where their expertise can cover that information, not mine. And it said here, broadband is dominated by three giant cable companies, all raising their prices. Broadband television, I guess, is what they're referring to. And the three giant cable companies, I will say I'm not a stranger to that. So I hear you, Robert Wright. They say automobile dealers are enjoying record profits as they raise the retail prices of automobiles. He knows what he's talking about. Just recently on the media, I can say that I've heard of supposedly there are some drops in used vehicles. But then again, prior to that, I heard there was an increase in the cost of used vehicles. Now, all of a sudden, it was a switch up. The best thing to do is to pay attention yourself because you don't know who to trust sometimes. It says here, gas prices have started to drop, but big oil is still in control of the power to raise prices at the pump far higher than the cost of crude oil. Crude may mean the rough state that it's in before they actually turn it into gasoline. He said, and so on. In other words, there's a list of things you can't even imagine. So he said, this is why Congress and the administration need to take direct action against profit price inflation rather than rely solely, in other words, only on the Federation, in other words, Federal Administration, to raise interest rates. They feel as though the interest rates are out of control. And he put the burden of fighting inflation on average working people who are not responsible for it. Robert Wright is telling you how he's speaking with conviction and concern. So anyway, it says here, bold antitrust enforcement is important. I've heard of antitrust enforcement, but I'm quite sure it deals with the proper control of all of this so they can put a cap on all of this. And they need to even discuss it even further when these senators and whoever else go into Congress and state reps because they feel as though that the demise of working class people is going to lead to maybe more gun violence, more murder, more any type of crime that it take for them to exist because working has done nothing but take from them where they can't even feed themselves in order to get when they get out there. So with that being said, and they can change corporations from raising prices higher than their cost. In other words, stop them from doing that. Put a cap on it. Stop allowing them to creep well above our means of and our needs of living. He said, a windfall profit tax could also be helpful. Now, please excuse me for not acquiring the information of what a windfall profit tax is. But I guarantee you there will come a time I will have an answer to what exactly it will be. It says, this would be a temporary tax. Oh, here we go. A temporary tax on price increases that go beyond the producer's price index cost of the cost of things that we actually need as consumers. They call them consumers' goods, which represents us. He says price control should be a backstop, which I will hope he'll define. He says the current inflation emerging from the pandemic is, he says, and religious, but I'll take it that we're going to expound on what analogous is to the inflation after the Second World War, when economists advocate temporary price controls to buy time to overcome supply bottlenecks. Oh, there we go, one of those terminologies thrown out there. But that's to prevent corporate profiteering. In other words, living off of the, you know, the skin of our backs. And they would like to let it be known that limited price controls should be considered for every other reason that they find to turn around and try to increase the prices of things, speaking of what corporate America does. He said the inflation we are now experiencing is not due to wages from excessive work power. In other words, he's trying to tell you don't work the public like their workhorses only for the purpose of them gaining. He's expressing himself to corporates, to America, to have them not work only to turn around and turn the consumer, which is the public like us, to work, turn them into workhorses. He said, because that is too much corporate power being exerted over us. He said it's profit and not wages that need to be controlled. Profit, in other words, profits that we cannot control, and we don't want our wages controlled. We just want to make sure that we have a good living wage so we can profit ourselves. That's the purpose of working, so you can acquire something so you can not only just have life but enjoy it. So with that being said, I appreciate if you all will pause, for the person who will be coming on next. And caller 3, hi. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Well, first of all, before we go to that call and to my next track, we do have a chat from a young lady. Her name is Veronica, calling from Wilmington, Delaware. And she's saying that, you know, she's experienced some COVID-19 issues. And she says she want to thank you because of the headaches and pain in her legs from the myalgia type situations. So I just want to bring her out there to the forefront. Go to the next track and to the next caller right after this.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be. I can find a lover can find a friend. I can have security until the bitter end. Anyone can comfort me with promises again. Inside of me, don't be too concerned. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon.
Thank you very much for that lovely track. Again, everyone, that was DJ Olansky, and he is the producer of WBNN, and he is an award-winning producer that has acquired the title Radio Internet Hall of Fame award winner. And he pretty much earned his stripes, because I have to admit he has such lovely tracks that he produced to us to enjoy. So am I waiting for another caller? Is that what I'm hoping to be able to hear from? And they're going to introduce themselves and tell us where they're calling from, please.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 22. Our WBNN's Antonia Betts. First of all, it's great to hear your tone of voice. And
well, thank you. I appreciate it.
For those people who don't recognize me, I am known tribally as the Master Sound Therapist, Huni Bach Atun, also known as Master Tar Magic Man Haru. I just want to say thank you for being everything that you are. You are everything I aspire to be, came to this great company of WBNN. You keep raising the bar.
Thanks.
And I wouldn't be where I am or who and what I am, especially when it comes to broadcasts, without the likeness of you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, okay? Now, look, you are getting it in. I just want to add on to the bill right quick. Look,
yes. We
as a people need to get back to the basics. We was already born with the ability to survive anything. That's in our nature. And one of the things that the evil ones in their kind did, and it's evident when you look at the society that we are having now with all of these random shootings, all of that stuff ain't by accident, okay? It is by design. And bottom line is we have allowed a lot of evil invaders to invade our beautiful planet and allow them to run rampant without being checked. Now, our key to our survival is going back to the basics, to the point where we used to eat together. And the good thing about eating together, we'll put on a pot of beans, and look, I don't do the meat thing, but look, cook the beans. I don't need the seasoning. Just a little salt and pepper is good for me. And then for those who need that stick of lean, stick of fat, they can put that in afterwards. Let's put a bowl or something like that on the side. We can survive. We will survive. Okay, now, I want to offer some good news for you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Oh, man, I have such a pleasure in doing this. Congratulations, 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee on your 34th WBNN all-time connection record with your second consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. honoring our late Hall of Famer. Now, I know you want me to do a plug right quick, so let me do my plug. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show's coming up February 9th, okay, and I'll be speaking about a rude awakening. Sleep time is over. It's inspired by real and current events and a gunshot to the head. Unfortunately, you know, this subject had already came to me just before this recent shooting incident. So I'm in tune with all in all. In case you don't know, check the resume. Love you.
Love you too, Brother Hooney. And that's Brother Hooney Bakatoon, everyone. And I will thank him very much for everything that he said. And thank you all for the telling me that I have earned the Darlene Lawrence Award, because she's a wonderful, remarkable woman when I had known her. So it's a privilege to hear that. And the 34th consecutive, award-winning situation is something to be proud of. So thanks again. And with that also being said, I would like to say, I know what shooting he's referring to, so I'm going to pause on the inflation wrap-up just to tell you that don't think that I have not paid attention to the young man who has been tased and killed, which is what Brother Hooney was mentioning. I was going to save it for the very end, but all I have to say is, I do believe in some degree of law, most degrees of law enforcement, but they have had people who have unfortunately overstepped their boundaries because it was very apparent that the 31-year-old school teacher who just so happened to be walking down the street, they said, on television, and complied with all the required things that were he was told to do. I tell you, everyone, when you hurt a school teacher, you hurt children of all types, because even if it was a child that lived in an urban setting, they may be bound to meet somebody from a rural setting, from another country, and they look at the police force when they hear of a wonderful teacher who has brought them to a level of understanding what it's like to be out here in society, to work with each other. When we were children, a lot of times they would tell you, if you have any problems, go to the police. And don't think in the back of many of their little minds, a lot of them, they may tend to be, if not rebellious, they may look at the police in a different way than what we were taught, because it has really gotten out of hand about how, unfortunately, just only a handful of police across this whole huge nation and wherever else it may be have unfortunately overstepped their boundaries, caused grief amongst their co-workers, because they have to get out there and pick up the bad things that have been laid upon the minds of people about police overall. So my heart goes out to the families who would never have thought that would have been affected. Well, if it's the families of the teacher of their children, and this young man, they said, had cannabis in his blood. But, we have to understand, we can't tase a person to death because of cannabis in their blood. That's not normal. It's not natural. But I just hope that the police who feel a little bit more scared now because they think people will retaliate, we want to let you know that since you have the knack and the ability to restrain yourself from anything, whether if it's jealousies or anything that run in your system, since you're willing to be one of a God-fearing type, that you'll be able to continue to do so, because everybody don't hate the police. They just unfortunately know that you have people who put their human spirit before they put their spirit forward to do what's right. I wanted to do a segment on the heroes who are out there, and I even seen police people who have saved people's lives randomly. But every time I see that, then, you know, I'm concerned that people will probably not want to hear that. They want to hear what are they going to do about having the ones who don't have self-control be addressed. So God bless them. Everyone don't go out there and start glaring at the police, because you'd be surprised the ones who don't have the same spirit that the ones who had tased that young man with a taser. So he leaves behind a 5-year-old child. And, of course, the proceedings and everything else are going to be marked by whatever is delivered to you by the media. So thank you very much, Brother Hooney, for bringing forth that information. I appreciate it. Well, with that being said, Robert Wright, this is his background. His last statement, according to this particular publication, The Guardian, it is profits, not wages, that need to be controlled. In other words, stop controlling our paycheck so we can't earn a few more pennies only for it to be taken away from us and even set us back. And he has a history of working on levels that you would be surprised, that he worked around people who had dealt with things when it comes to the United States budget and things of that nature. Well, anyway, he was a former United States Secretary of Labor. In other words, he's one of the cabinet members up under whoever the president is. It is said he is a professor of public policy at the University of California, the school called Berkeley, and the author of these particular items, Saving Capitalism for the Many, Not Just the Few. Again, the title of that publication, Saving Capitalism for the Many, Not Only the Few, and The Common Good. And he included, and Saving It for the Common Good also. So his new book is called The System: Who Rigged It? How We Fix It. That's interesting. It is said that he is putting it out now as we speak. They said he is a Guardian United States columnist. That's right. Good. He's representing the United States people, Democrat, Republican, either side, or independent. So he's not, you know, doing things only for his own good. They said his newsletter is at robertwright.substack.com. That is robertwright.substack.com. So, you know, he's definitely a person who's worked with the budgetary side of things. And after having had served, you know, I don't know under which president, but he does have a concern for the people out here. They go on to ask by this publication by The Guardian called AMP, Apple, M, and then P, dot The Guardian, THEGUARDIAN, TheGuardian.com, amp.theguardian.com. They would like to know if you would please, if you can, provide a donation to the cause of keeping the publication up. I don't provide the form, but maybe emailing them, you can get, they're only asking if you only have $1 a month. I mean, you get all this wonderful information on what people would like to help you with when it comes to addressing inflation and letting them know that you support them in their fight to make sure that it continues. And they said, unlike many others, we all do not have no billionaire owner. Speaking of The Guardian newspaper, it says we can fearlessly chase the truth and report it with integrity. The year 2023 will be no different, and we will all work with trademark determination and passion to bring you journalism that is always free from commercial or political interference. Good. So no one edits our editorial or diverts our attention from what is most important. They're speaking for us, everyone, the consumer. So they're very grateful for those who would like to maintain understanding the global events and their impact on people and communities. So the fight for democracy is out there. And, you know, if you can email them, maybe they can tell you where you could send your little monthly stipend and keep their fight going for the consumers, us, since we are not capable of doing it ourselves. And with that, I was hoping to put in a request for the fourth person in queue to come in. And who may you be, if you don't mind my asking, and where are you out of? I'd appreciate that.
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks. I'm calling from Jersey. How are you today?
Oh, hi, how are you? I'm sorry, what is your name? One more time.
Tiana Speaks.
Oh, Tiana, excuse me, I remember you.
Yes.
I remember your voice, which is a good one.
I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm so glad you're here. I'm really happy, and it warms my heart. You have an absolutely wonderful show, very informative, and I absolutely love the way you speak. And I'm overjoyed, really, that you're okay, and I hear your voice today. You have no idea. Like, I've been thinking about you, seriously.
Thank you. I don't think about you all. I tune in when I can. I'm just trying to conserve what I have until I, you know, get through whatever I'm dealing with. But go ahead, please.
So I just wanted to say this is an absolutely wonderful show, very informative. And I guess I wanted to speak on, the consolidation of the companies. You know, I think you said there's like twelve. And then you said about the meat manufacturing. And it's funny because, you know, you have to think about it, you know, how do you control the population? Everybody needs to eat. You know, a lot of people need to travel. At what point, what if there was one particular place that you get your meat? You know, you need to eat in any type of food. How do you control the population? How does things happen? You know, and then, what you're saying is so powerful that I don't even think people listen and understand. You know, at some point, this can happen. If you have one airline carrier that takes over everything, what happens? We all, you know, get controlled on where we go. Like, that's how you can control the population, you know, by things like mm-hmm. that. We need to eat. We need to travel. We need to bathe. We need water. So if you control the water supply, you control everything else, then what else happens after that? You know, I was thinking about that as you were speaking. You know, like, this is like people are not paying attention to the things happening. Like, look at the prices going up, like, for things that were so much cheaper just 2 years ago. like people are not paying attention. And I will tell you that this, like WBNN, is a place that will open your eyes, you know. And I thank you for the information that you're putting out there, you know. I also wanted to say something just about, like Brother O mentioned something about like symptoms and things happening. Craziest thing, it's kind of funny. It's a little, like maybe it might be funny. I don't know. It was funny to me. Last year in November, I had gotten pneumonia. I had aspiration pneumonia from food I was eating, you know. And I did not go to the hospital. I honestly know that I was very close to death because I had a fever for about a week or so, a really bad fever. But I trusted myself, and I know now the natural remedies, and that's what I did. And I'm like, man, this is really serious. This is like, you know, I had pneumonia before. And that, too, was very serious. And I got it from being in the hospital because a lot of people that went to that particular hospital, I never had pneumonia in my life until I went to the hospital. My friend actually is, you know, suing them because he was close to death from going to that same hospital and having pneumonia. He has so many complications. Now, me, this was a couple of years ago that I had the pneumonia, and I got rid of it in 2 days just by fighting it and taking my natural things. Now, last year, it was a fight out of this world for me that whole entire week, you know, having this fever. I have not gotten back my smell yet, like at all. I want to say at all. I get periods of time where, like, you know, it's funny. Somebody was near me, and they thought that I was going to compliment them on how they smelled. I'm like, they were wondering. I started speaking about this. They're like, oh, no wonder you didn't say anything. And I thought that was pretty funny, you know. But the other day I was in the elevator, and, like, I'm not against anybody. Like, that's their business if they want to smoke or anything. But I just don't like the smell of marijuana. I don't like it, right? I got in the elevator the other day, and I was with my best friend. And I'm like, oh, it smells like coffee, because I had to ask my best friend everything. Like, do you smell that? Because I want to know what I'm smelling is correct. I really honestly don't know. So my friend is like, no, it smells like weed in here. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was coffee. So it's so interesting how things can affect you, you know, in ways that you can never imagine. Never did I imagine 10 years ago that I could be affected in this way, you know. But what I did learn is there are actually people who are born without smell, you know. But it's crazy that whoever this person who's suffering that Brother O was talking about, how she has a problem with her legs and things like that. I had a conversation with my doctor today about what's happening in our food, environmental things that we just, like, it's terrible. And I was saying to him, I said, you know what, look back in the day. If you look back in the day at basketball players, I'm just going to use those for example. Look at the game. Look how skinny they were. Look at the people in the movies and things. Look how skinny they were. I'm not saying there weren't any overweight people, but look at how the populations were. I'm speaking over here in America. I don't know about any other countries, but you have to pay attention. So I thank you for putting the knowledge out. You know, I know you just put it out there basically and let people, you know, decide what they want to believe, but really people need to open their eyes about what is going on around us. It's crazy, and we could do something about it, but it's like, when people aren't sticking together, what are we going to do? We're just going to sit here and be sitting ducks and just let stuff happen. So then you just, at that point, you just have to protect the people you love and your family and prepare for what's going to happen, you know, the best way that you can as just an individual, you know, and also as a family pack. But if the world unites together, a lot of things will change, you know. But I want to say, again, I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy you're okay. And I'm really, like, ecstatic that you're doing your show. Like, I really am. And I'm proud of you. And I thank you for sharing all this wonderful information with our 19 million listeners. You know, again, anybody listening, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm going to speak to you because I'm really fascinated. But go ahead, please.
So, everybody listening, I am Tiana Speaks. My show is on Thursday, January 26th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is called The Power of Thoughts, and it's the way you think shapes your life wherever you're at now. The bad things you go through, the good things you go through, a lot of that is because of your thoughts and decisions that you've made up until this very point. So, and I thank you for taking my call, Antonia. And Brother O, I just wanted to tell you that.
Love you too, young lady. You know, it is just so wonderful to listen to what she had to say because she spoke so fluently, and so remarkably in tune to not my information. This is the information of the world, and I'm just here to help to consolidate it and hopefully interpret some of it. And with that being said, to be appreciated, knowing that this is not self-gain I'm talking from. I'm talking because I got to live in this world just like the rest of you. We do not have the advantage to go to the Mars planet or the planet, the moon as a planet when this satellite is built. And so I'm going to stay here and I'm going to fight it out with you all. And plus there's nothing, no skin off of my back, as the expression goes, for me to like do that regardless if I had the ability to escape. It's for all of us to decide on how we're going to operate in supporting what's right. And speaking of supporting what's right, let's not forget global warming. You know, polar caps melting, polar bears drowning. Now, you know, here in Philadelphia, I haven't seen snow in I forgot how long. And we have been known to have massive amounts of snow that stopped the city sometime until they had the salt trucks out there. And that wasn't automatically a difference in the way we got around. But not that I want to have that type of snow anymore, but, you know, it's the healthier way to look at things. That means that time progression was working then. Now, with the spewing of, unfortunately, methane gases, you know, unusual drilling in the ground that affect people who live nearby, fire actually coming out of the spigots of their faucets because the gasoline may have mixed with their waters and things like that. Don't think it couldn't be anywhere else that these things do occur. So we got to look out for human life in general. Not bad human beings, just human life, the ones who mostly are of this world, who have no problem cooperating with what's right so they can learn how to survive. And with the young lady who had just came on just now, I tell you, that goes to show you she's very attentive also, because most young adults, I tell you, our generation and millennials, you know, especially the earlier millennials, they do not give you the impression that they are listening, but you'd be surprised how lately they have really paid attention. Because I'm quite sure that they realize that it'll come a time when they're going to have to keep an eye on things just to make sure things continue in the right direction. And with that being said, I felt really honored for her comments as well as the others. I will not downplay somebody's comments because it helps me to glorify myself, because I'm going to tell you why. If she's paying attention, that means there are other people out there who understand what it takes for they themselves to forge ahead for their children, for their community, and for, God knows, a nearby regional office or whatever it takes for them to be able to feel as though that they'll have support to continue with God's green earth. And with that being said, I think I said enough. Because I don't want to make it something only for my self-gain, but the gain of everyone else who can benefit. And it's not my information I can take the credit for, all of this being delivered to you. It's the concern of, you know, people out here, you know, this network owner, this world's politicians, at least the ones that people say are sincerely trying, if they're, you know, showing that whatever the, you know, a janitor at a child's school, if they're there doing their job, commend them if they're there for the right reasons. By all means, this world is made up of all of us, not those who appear to outshine the other. Because we may, in the process of outshining another person, find that we may not have a friend to turn to when things get really rough out there. So thank you very much. And if Ngozi is capable of either playing a track or having Ngozi time, we'd like to know if he's available.
Well, I'm always available, Antonia. I'm going to let you get your voice rested. I'm going to take the last call, then go into my final track, and then Ngozi time. So caller number 5, you're on live right now with me. We'll let Tony rest a little bit. And tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clev One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the waitress must have wore too much weed to work today, you know what I'm saying? Down there on 15th and Walnut at the Cheesecake Factory, you know what I'm saying? Shorty couldn't remember nothing past 3 steps away from the table, you hear me? She must have been on TikTok all damn day, you heard? But, yeah, I heard these wonderful subjects tonight, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to elaborate on a couple real fast. You know, shout out to, you know, Antonia Batch, you know what I'm saying? You know, good evening, you know, with the Cougar Spices and all that out here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Cougar Spices out here, you know what I mean? Don't start trouble out here on Broad Street, Broad and Oxford. I might have to put my Stacey Adams on, you heard me? But listen, I just wanted to say this, though. As far as the COVID situation, you know what I mean, and the people getting Maisha or Nostalgia or whoever, you know what I'm saying, whatever they want to call that, you know what I'm saying. Yo, them last couple hits in a joint, you know what I'm saying, people didn't hit the Planet Fitness. They ain't hit no L.A. Fitness. They ain't hit no Hood Fitness. They ain't hit no Side of the Bed Fitness or nothing. You see what I'm saying? So, look. You know, this is how the arthritis is starting, and that's where them areas, they attack you every time you get sick. Last time I was getting sick since 2 years old, I remember. You get sore, you can't smell nothing, hear nothing, see nothing, you know what I mean? And you need nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, extra, but able to actually have a rest medicine. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Then, as far as the Shaolin Master shooting, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to understand it like this. It's kind of like Kung Fu days, you know what I'm saying? When they come steal your Kung Fu school. They came and stole my man Dan's school, you know what I'm saying? So we had to shoot everybody up in there. He think ain't nobody know what was going on with the mafia stuff going on out there. That's what it was going on. But we'll get on that later. And then last but not least, the subject I want to speak on is these police out here. You feel me? People, y'all do got to understand that these police officers are crack babies. The ones out here now, I'm going to say it again, they are crack babies. You know, some of the crack babies was out where they wanted to do crime, and then some of the crack babies wanted to fight crime. So there you have it. It's like on Colors. You see what I'm saying? It's like Sean Penn on Colors. He don't know whether or not he want to be a gangster or police officer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your kids are eating Chick-fil-A for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Check your satellites.
Well, before he checks satellites, before we check our own, Clev, when you coming back on, man?
Oh, hold on. Time out. I might be out here on, Woo Wednesday. That'll be 2 days from now. What's the night? Monday? Hold up, goddamn it. They always try to play with these calendars and all that out here. I don't know if it's daytime or nighttime no more. But, yeah, Wednesday I'll be out here, you know what I'm saying, building bricks up and standing sticks up. Hopefully don't nobody have to get I won't have to send nobody to meet Elizabeth out here like Fred G. Sanford.
Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style?
now you're gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. You're messing with the true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool funk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Informational guru, Antonia Batts. What a wealth, a load of information tonight. And I want to commend the host that called in tonight in support of Antonia's show tonight. Awesome. And Antonia, I want to congratulate you right now. Take that time out on your 34th all-time connection record. And tonight with your second consecutive connection record with the historical Darlene Lawrence Championship, and you ended the year last year, 2022, your last show of December, you ended with a connection record. And this year, 2023, your first show of the year, you got a connection record. So that is so very, very awesome, Antonia. I'm so proud of you and happy for you tonight. And your topics were awesome. And I just want to comment on one of the things that you talked about tonight with the pharmaceutical companies, with them increasing prices on a lot of medications. And for me personally, I find that awesome that they have gone up on these medications, because now it's making more people turn to natural remedies now and different alternatives to medicines that do not cure anything at all. They don't heal, but they slowly kill you. And now they still have all of these recalls every month. Different medicines are being recalled almost on a monthly basis now. There's a high blood pressure medications that's being recalled. Every month there's a new one, and diabetes medications that's being recalled. And people, you have to look at that stuff and realize, hey, all chemicals that you're putting into your bodies, and our bodies are not designed to have these chemicals in your body. You know, when God has placed his herbs on this earth for us to utilize since the beginning of time, and it's time to really get back to that, people. And Tiana, I'm so proud of you with your testimony on how you had pneumonia, and, you know, you healed yourself through natural remedies, through herbs and everything, and that's awesome, because herbs do work, people, and God is trying to wake you all up, you know, it's trying to wake you up, and hey, tell you to get off those meds. They're not helping you. They're not curing you. They're suppressing the illness and the disease, but it's never going to heal or cure you at all. So thank you so much, Antonia, for talking about that tonight with these increased pharmaceutical medications and everything else you talked about tonight. And it's just been wonderful. And listening to the music from you, of course, as always, Brother O. WBNN has advertised and through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for Standing Up the Sticks with WBNN. Oh, that's Standing Up the Sticks. Okay.
The Boston Chronicle.
The Boston Chronicle.
Yes,
Jeffrey Sanders tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. So that's again the Boston Chronicles with Jeffrey Sanders tomorrow night right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now back to our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the informational guru herself, Antonia Batts.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chinchilla J. And I will say to you, it was very kind of you to, you know, to let it be known that you did enjoy the topics, but even more important, keep in mind that synthetic medicines are available. I'm not going to talk about the effectiveness because I don't know everybody and I don't know all of the medicines, but it's wonderful to know that we do have people who advocate on behalf of natural medicines also, because I've heard some good reports from time to time about that as well. So that is why I do listen to your show as well as the chef's show when you couple up with him or anyone else's, because it's very much appreciated as well. And I wish that more than anything that, you continue your fight, because I know it's just as important for you to do it, not only for yourself, but for the ones you love and for the understanding of the community that you feel. So you need to continue to keep that support going. And Oladele Ngozi, well, God bless you as well, because I tell you, the music was stupendous. I like Billy Joel and all of the other artists that you happen to present, because they are really uplifting during a time when people might want to hear something other than about the sad and the dismal things that go on out here, as well as, you know, diversified amount of music that they will never get to hear unless they heard it through you on this station. So with that being said, please excuse my raspiness at this point. It comes and it goes, but I don't let it get me down. I have my orange juice sitting here, which I really can't consume much of. It's acidy, but I'm working on trying to get up to par, and I will be tuning into everyone else's station. Once in a while, I may click in if I can really feel as I can fight it, just to be able to let you know that I have a concern for what is being mentioned. I'm concerned about every subject, but maybe if I could squeeze one in until I'm back on track, that will be great. So with that being said, it's good to serve you all, you know, whether if you're in my country or not, because I know or not may have to come over to your country to live. Hopefully you won't turn me away. And even more important than that, we're going to take care of each other. And you all have a blessed evening and a good month. Hope to see you soon.